not shall he honor with gold and silver and with precious stones and pleasant things. Now, this verse has been a mystery to Bible commentators through the years, because it says here, if this is the papacy, that in his estate, and that Hebrew word estate means the pedestal, the base, in the very heart of the papacy, they would honor a god of forces. And if you're familiar with the papacy is nothing more than paganism with a Christian garb put on it. It's Catholicism is simply taking the worship of Nimrod and his wife and Christianizing it. And so when the Bible commentators tried to come to grips with who this god of forces was that the papacy was destined to honor in verse 38, they drew a blank, because there was, in antiquity, in pagan worship, there was no god of forces. But that word forces is translated more correctly as a god of fortifications. And no pagan deity had been known as a god of fortifications, and virtually every aspect of Roman Catholicism can be directly traced back to a prior type of worship that's found in paganism. But even though there is not a god of fortresses in pagan history, there is a goddess of fortresses. And here we see out of Alexander Hislop's Two Babylons a picture that's been blown up of this goddess of fortresses. And if you look closely at the picture here, this lady has on her head a castle, looks similar to the Tower of Babel, but more important to the symbolism of this statue is the turreted part of it up here, which is identifying the wall that would go around the walls of the city and allow for defenders of the castle to fight off those that were trying to overtake the city. And this hat that this goddess had on her head was identifying the goddess that was worshipped for being the one that created fortresses. And in the mythology of the worship of Nimrod and his wife, it was none other than Semiramis that was identified as the one that invented the fortresses that gave protection to the people during the time of Nimrod and Semiramis. Now, you'll notice on this picture that these here, although the picture may not come through real clear, shows that this Semiramis has many breasts, and she was worshipped as the